98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and your Monday edition now of The Daily Dish, where Rachel Ray is safe this morning, though her vacation home near upstate New York's Lake Luzerne was destroyed by fire. Photos on social media revealed her home totally engulfed in flames, which soared several stories from the roof. Warren County Sheriff's Office confirmed Sunday night's blaze required a response from 12 different fire departments. The chef's rep said, quote, Rachel, her husband, and their dog Bella are safe. The house is unfortunately damaged. Chef Rachel Ray quarantined in her second home. She taped the cooking scenes from the kitchen during the lockdown. The first 911 call arrived around dinner hour around 7:30 p.m. Congratulations to Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger, who welcomed a baby girl over the weekend. Katherine's younger brother, Patrick Schwarzenegger, confirmed the news to Entertainment Tonight and said that mom and baby are doing well. It's the first child for Katherine. Chris has a 7-year-old son with ex-wife Anna Faris. The baby is also the first grandchild for Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Comedian Louis C.K. has resurfaced at Dave Chappelle's stand-up events in Ohio. Dave's been hosting a series of shows called Dave Chappelle and Friends, an intimate socially distanced affair, and has been bringing along such pals as Jon Stewart and David Letterman. In a photo dated August 4th, it was revealed that CK was his special guest for two recent shows. On Tuesday, the two were photographed on a stage along with comedians Michelle Wolf and Sarah Silverman in Yellow Springs, Ohio. It is the first time Louis C.K. has shared the stage with another prominent comedian since his sex scandal in 2017. Simon Cowell broke his back Saturday in an electric bike accident. The America's Got Talent judge was hospitalized. His rep tells People magazine that Simon had a fall from his bike on Saturday afternoon while testing his new electric bike in the courtyard at his house in Malibu with his family. The spokesperson added that he broke his back in a few places. They operated overnight, the surgery went well, and he is in the hospital recovering. Sources tell People magazine that the surgery lasted 5 hours and that Simon has had to have a number of fusions and metal rods put into his back. That is your Daily Dish for today. The best mix continues next at 98.3 The Coast.